I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. This year marks the 10th annual Open Lens Festival, which features short films by Oregon filmmakers in a variety of genres, presented by the Downtown Initiative for the Visual Arts. It also features a seminar by accomplished film reviewer Doug Hennessy and a meet and greet with many of the filmmakers. This year's festival is on Saturday, February 1st, with the screenings and awards ceremony at the UO Baker Center in Eugene. Doug Hennessy joins us in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you again, Doug.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, media seems to be changing almost moment to moment. How do you see that affecting filmmaking?
Filmmaking is available to just about anybody, anytime, anywhere now with all the kind of digital technology that's available. You can be a regular person making a movie right in your living room if you want to. What that also means is you have places to show these films. YouTube, Facebook, your own little cell phone gadgets and stuff. You have a built-in display to show what you're creating.
Talk about a few of the specific films that you're excited about during this year's festival.
We have all kinds of movies. We have experimental films. We have storied films. We have horror shorts. We got all kinds. The jury itself tries to not only select the best, but a variety of things. One I like that's a standout is Henry Weintraub's Killing Me, which is a, if you can imagine this, a comedy about a serial killer.
So that's a difficult art.
Yes, and it actually works. So you can see the kind of things we're dealing with.
Do you see particular themes and issues that develop?
What I see over time is how people are using their beliefs, their sentiments, their views on life and filming them. You don't see so much anymore. People want to copy, you know, a thriller venue or a horror film. They want to make something that speaks to themselves.
One of the most interesting things about the Open Lens Festival is the opportunity to meet the filmmakers. Almost all of the filmmakers participate, as well as the films themselves being here, correct?
Right. And that's the big point of what we want to do with this festival, is get the regular public to meet the filmmakers. So from 4 to 6, we all meet at the Tap House. All the filmmakers come to that before we screen the films at 7:30 that night. So the filmmakers have an audience to speak to. Anybody who is an aspiring filmmaker or just wants to hobnob with people who make movies, that's the place to do it. Then after the screening and we have our awards, we have an after screening reception. And there's a time you can actually talk specifically with the filmmakers after you've seen their movies.
You're hosting a seminar on focusing on the 5 best movies ever made. Making such a list is bound to be anywhere between controversial and impossible. So what kind of criteria did you use in defining this tiny list?
The British Film Institute every 10 years does a survey of international film critics and international filmmakers. And they do 2 separate polls on the best movies ever made. And what I did was I took the filmmakers poll and the film critics poll and just went down the list to see which films were on both polls. And the past 30 years, from 92, 2002, and 2012, 5 films were on both those lists, only 5. So I took those 5 and I just said, here are the best movies ever made because critics think they are and filmmakers think they are. The blogosphere just kind of blew up when this came out in 2012. When the Sight and Sound magazine people released the results, we had a big upset because the film Vertigo upset the film Citizen Kane as the best movie ever made. And the others on the list are Fellini's 8.5, Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, and a really beautiful Japanese film from 1952 called Tokyo Story.
In the end, what do you and the others involved in Open Lens want to accomplish by creating this festival?
First of all, we want to be a big part of the emerging Eugene film culture. We got lots of festivals in town. This is the one that emphasizes statewide people who make short films. We want to get people involved. The other thing is to get them interacting with an audience, because you learn a lot from the responses you get from what people see. And that's the point of this. We're not trying to show the greatest films ever made. We're trying to get area filmmakers involved with an audience to learn from what the audience says, from what they see.
Well, thank you for all you're doing with it.
Well, welcome. We enjoy it. We do it every year.
Doug Hennessy of the Open Lens Festival, featuring short films by Oregon filmmakers. The 10th annual Open Lens Festival will be held in Eugene this Saturday, February 1st, presented by the Downtown Initiative for the Visual Arts. Doug Hennessy's seminar on the best films ever made will be held at the UO Baker Center at 1 p.m., where the film screenings and awards will also take place beginning at 7:30 p.m. The filmmaker meet and greet begins at 4 p.m. at First National Tap House. For more information, visit openlens.proscenia.net. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.